what's going on, guys? It's Shannon. And did you know that you spend one third of your life in sheets? That's a lot of time, so you need to make it the best it possibly can be. If you ask me, the way to do that is to get some Brooklinen sheets. These things have the incredible feeling of five-star hotel sheets, but they don't come with the price tag, which makes them even more amazing. I'm a little bit embarrassed to say it, but I've officially become that person who, when my friends tell me how they're not sleeping good at night or how they wake up sweaty and feeling gross, I automatically tell them to go to brooklinen.com and order themselves some new sheets. Brooklinen sheets have been named the winner of the best of online bedding category by Good Housekeeping. They have raving reviews from Business Insider, Apartment Therapy, Men's Health, and Psycho Shannon. You need to see why Brooklinen sheets have 35,000 plus five-star reviews, which is more than any other online bedding company. My Brooklinen sheets are the best, most comfortable sheets I've ever slept on, and now it is time for you to get some. Brooklinen.com is giving an exclusive offer just for Stuff with Shannon listeners. You can get 10% off your first order and free shipping when you use the promo code Shannon at Brooklinen.com. Brooklinen is so confident in their product that all of their sheets, comforters, and towels come with a lifetime warranty. That's forever. But the only way to get 10% off your first order and free shipping is to use the promo code Shannon at Brooklinen.com. That is Brooklinen.com, promo code Shannon. Brooklinen, these really are the best sheets ever.
Check this out.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention?
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please?
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
So, Deontay?
Yes.
Do you ever eat at Subway?
No.
No? Okay, well, you're missing out. Because if you ever want to see people take something completely mundane and make it the most serious thing in their life that day, you need to go stand in line at Subway.
Why?
Because it's like every topping decision is like an investment. And it's not one that anybody takes lightly, especially at my local Subway. It's serious business, Dion. And it bothers me, but at the same time, I laugh. Because I'm one of those that's like, okay, I'll take every vegetable except onions and green bell peppers, whatever. I'm easy as far as the demands go, I think. But these other people, they just want one more squirt of the dressing. Or they just want a couple more leaves of the spinach. I want to do very bad things. Like, I want to punch them in the back of the head sometimes. Because they are slowing down my experience.
Yeah, I hear you.
And I'll admit, I get my stuff toasted. Because everything's better that way.
Right.
I know that it takes a little bit longer. It's fine when I do it, though.
But
when those people in front of me come in and order five sandwiches, and it's just one person there, and they want all of them toasted, I get really hostile. I feel like if you're at Subway and there's one person ordering for five people, that you should buy the meal of the person behind you because you're really slowing them down. I mean, do you see why I would think that?
Yes, but like I have to tell my daughter, it's not all about you.
I'm not saying it's all about me. It's all about people behind you in general. That's my thought. And we've been talking a lot about my church stuff lately. And I just want you to know that this past Sunday when I went, I paid really good attention to the people standing up there waiting to do communion. Deontay, I'm going to wait for you to tell me, Shannon, you were right. I'm sorry. So a guy standing up there holding the bread or the wine, I don't remember which, pulls out a Kleenex out of his pocket, wipes his nose, puts the Kleenex back in his pocket, and then puts his hands right on the communion stuff. He didn't sanitize.
That's bad form.
So, what would you like to say?
I would like to say he should have hand sanitized.
To me.
He should have hand sanitized.
Because you're always telling me that, no, you're crazy, Shannon, that doesn't happen. Well, yes, it does.
It doesn't happen in my church. You should travel. Come go to Mass with me.
Okay, Deontay.
I'm telling you, when they get up there, and before they touch anything, everybody gets a squirt of hand sanitizer.
Well, do they have one sitting up there already,
yes!
Or do they pass it around?
No, they have one sitting up there.
Well, I look for the sanitizer after I have to wish peace and good morning to the people. I can't find it in our church. That's bad form.
Well, I know people carry it like in their purse and stuff.
I don't carry a purse or stuff. I don't even carry a backpack to church. Although on this past Sunday, I did wear my shirt that said, "Kiss me, I'm Texan, or drunk or whatever. That was what I wore to church.
Nice.
Yeah, I kept my jacket zipped up, though.
Oh, good for
you. I didn't want to offend God too much. And I was 30 minutes late, so.
How are you? Now, see, I talk about people like you.
That's the first time that's happened.
If you are 30 minutes late to Mass, you should just stay at home and catch the next one.
Then I would miss brunch.
It's only an hour long.
But then I would miss brunch and I wouldn't be there with my family.
Then just go to brunch.
The only reason I really even go to church to begin with is to set a good example of being present for my godson.
Well,
if it wasn't for him, I would be sleeping in on Sundays.
Do what you got to do.
Well, brunch was delicious, by the way. I got vegan tacos that had a wheat tortilla with sweet potatoes and quinoa and a mango hot sauce. Oh, my God. It was delicious,
that
Deontay.
That sounds awful.
No, it was so good. It was so good. You should try it
that
if you ever come
terrible.
To church with us.
No, thanks.
Okay, so we are back from spring break now.
We are.
For better or for worse, here we are. I started teaching at the pool again yesterday.
Oh.
Which means that my temperament is probably especially short because I'm tired. I'm doing like 3 hours in the pool.
Wow.
So like 4:20 to 7:30.
Wow. How many kids is that?
Like 18.
Wow.
I know, right?
Back to back?
Yeah, one after the other.
Wow.
I'm saving a lot of lives, aren't they?
Yeah, you are.
But I found myself, there's not really a nice way to segue into this, so I gotta just say it. It has nothing to do with the fact that I'm teaching again. I don't even know why I said that.
Okay.
Other than I'm maybe just tired. But I found myself wishing things on people to just get them the hell out of my life.
Not out of your way, out of your life.
Out of my life altogether. And that has made me think of creative ways to get these people out of my business.
Mm-hmm.
And gone for good, but not dead.
Okay.
So I'm not wishing bad things necessarily. Not wishing death.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just wishing things.
Okay.
And so I made a list of some of the things that have been crossing my mind lately. And while I will not tell you who I wish these things on, I will tell you that it's the same. It's been the same people for a little bit now.
Oh, well, then I probably could guess, but
so
I won't.
I've had lots of time to think of really good things that I wish would just happen already. I wish that they would just be abducted. And I'm not saying like abducted and tortured.
You mean like by aliens?
I don't care. I want them to be abducted and treated kindly. And I would like it if the abductors would let their family know that, yeah,
they're
I've got
okay.
them, but they're fine. I'm feeding them and taking good care. I'm meeting their emotional and physical needs. They're fine. You're just not going to see them again. Does that make me crazy?
A little, because why wouldn't you just ask for their family to abduct them?
I didn't think of that. Because then it's just kind of like a family relocation, which would be fine. Actually, that'd be really good.
See?
But that's not very entertaining.
Oh, well.
So I wish they would just be abducted. I wish that their flight was delayed so much and so long that they just decided to stay there. So there's a little bit of misery while they're waiting it out. But it's not like physical misery. And it's not like torture misery. It's just like patience misery. And then they never come back. I wish that some people would just go on tour with some crappy, no talented band, and then they would produce crappy, no talented kids that would torture them for the rest of their adult lives. That's what I wish.
Okay.
This actually makes me feel a lot better about things when I get this out. I wish they would join the priesthood or the nunnery. Because why not, right?
Right.
I wish that they would realize that their true calling in life is that as a sandwich artist at a store nowhere near me. Because I'm not going to go to a store that's not close, right?
Right.
I wish that they would go be part of the cast at Walt Disney World and take vacation during our trip. That way there's no chance that I'm going to see them there either.
That's a lot of forethought there.
I know, right? But this is how hostile I feel. I don't understand. I feel like, for the most part, I've been a good person.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like, although my thoughts might always not be very nice,
mm-hmm.
that my actions are mostly pretty pure.
For the most part.
I mean, I've not done Okay, when I was younger, yeah, I did some pretty mean things.
I mean, you slashed that girl's tires.
There's no proof of that.
Allegedly.
Allegedly I did, but I will never fess up to that because there's no video evidence. But lately, I feel like I've really gotten my act together, and I feel like Jesus kind of owes it to me to just cleanse my life of the people I don't like. Why are they still here?
I don't think that's what Jesus cleanses you of.
He could give them much, at least similar opportunities in places that I'm not at.
What you should ask Jesus to do is cleanse you of these negative thoughts.
I've tried. And every time Jesus cleanses me, I find a whole new reason to dislike people. It's like, it's an ongoing battle. I'm like, Jesus, please let me find something positive to think about said people, person, people, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I do for a minute think of positive things, but then the negative just creeps right back in. And I can only think of so many positive things to think about somebody that I really don't like.
That devil just sits on your shoulder, doesn't he?
I guess. But it's not really the devil, because all of my methods of getting rid of these people, I'm not like shooting them or anything. It's not like I'm really ruining their lives in any way. I just want them to take advantage of other opportunities. Really, is what it comes down to. I cannot lie. Yesterday, the first text that I sent to somebody after an experience that I had was, is it bad that I was really disappointed that they did not get abducted on their trip? And I know that that's so wrong, but it's honestly, and I know for a fact that people think this stuff and they're too smart to say it out loud.
No.
I'm not that smart and I say it out loud.
I don't.
Yes, they do. Deontay, don't
this.
Tell me that there's nobody in this world that you wish would just go away.
Yes, but I don't think I wish they would be abducted.
But not like mistreated abducted. Abducted and taken care of.
Regardless. I just want them to go away.
But
like, I don't
not.
Have explicit plans for their
but disappearance. But they're not going away. And so it's up to you. It's kind of on you to think of other ways to make it happen.
That's a lot of pressure, Shannon. I just need to think them away.
Well, good luck with that.
Well, good luck with having somebody abduct them and treat them kindly.
I did not say that I was going to hire somebody to abduct them. I wish that somebody would have it in their own free will to just do these things the way that I want them done.
See, you're speaking things into the universe that shouldn't be spoken.
Okay, I take it all back then. I'm sorry. You're not one of the people that I want abducted.
Well, good.
Just so you know. I'm okay with you being around sometimes.
Well, I'm abducted every day by my children, so.
I hear you on that.
Not necessarily treated kindly.
Okay, Deontay, we're switching gears. Have you ever heard of something called a unimoon?
No.
Okay, so I was reading the craziest thing today because I'm one of those people that I have my wedding tree picked out. Like, if I ever have a wedding, I know the tree that I want it to be next to.
Okay.
Because I think that the tree would make for pretty pictures.
Mm-hmm.
And it's probably cheap to get married by a tree.
Mm-hmm.
And it's close to home, so it's not like I have to put a lot of work. And you just put some streamers on the tree or whatever and call it a day, right?
Right.
Okay. I'm one of those people that kind of dreams of finding my forever.
Mm-hmm.
And I was looking on the internet earlier, and I found this article that made my jaw drop. And to make my jaw drop takes a lot. But apparently something that couples are doing now is taking separate honeymoons. And it's called a unimoon or unimoon. If you could go back and redo your honeymoon, would you do it by yourself?
No, but I would certainly take a trip by myself now.
I hear you on that. But I was shocked. Like, why? Why
what
would you want to do something separate? Somebody, they were given examples of why it completely makes sense. And it's like, okay, well, this guy wants to go watch sports in Ireland. And this girl just wants to go to Pittsburgh and stay in a hotel. And there's not really a common location.
Out of all the places in the world, y'all can't come up with one place.
And so they just took separate honeymoons.
I think maybe those people should not get married.
I do too. And is that wrong?
No, like that is the most bizarre thing I've ever heard.
I thought so too, but apparently it's a thing that people are doing, and I feel like maybe I'm out of the norm and
thinking
that's just insane.
I've never heard of that, and that is crazy.
That's like going on your honeymoon and cheating while you're there.
I might as well.
I mean, yeah, you
Why
absolutely
bother?
Might as well. But I couldn't help but think, like, going back, if you could, would you do a unimoon?
No.
I can't. If there was somebody that I wanted to spend my time away from immediately after we got married.
Yeah, that's a problem.
I don't think that I would commit my life to them.
Yeah, I'm thinking that's an issue.
Okay, me too. And so then that got me to thinking, what are the signs that your marriage or relationship is over? And of course, I had to Google it.
Of course.
Because I could come up with my own list.
Right.
But you're just going to stomp all over it like you did my list of ways to get rid of people. That's probably too negative. And I really shouldn't say it coming from somebody that has no relationship.
Okay.
I feel like that would be kind of snooty on my part.
But you're going to do it anyway.
Well, am I?
Yes.
Look at me thinking things through before they come out of my mouth.
Wow.
I have the whole list right here on my computer in front of me, but I'm thinking about it before I read these things because I don't want you to yell at me. So you and your husband probably argue a lot because you're a strong-willed person. And if you don't argue a lot, then you make it seem like you probably have very differing opinions a lot of times on Facebook.
We do have differing opinions, but we don't really argue.
Okay.
We disagree in a humorous way. Okay. I know that sounds crazy.
Uh-huh.
But it's like he'll say something and I'm like, that's the craziest thing I've ever heard. And he'll say, nuh-uh, it's true, blah, blah, blah. And then I'll say, well, I'm going to go ask on Facebook and see what people think.
Uh-huh.
And then I come back and say, well, so-and-so said. And then he comes back with, well, that just doesn't, they're agreeing
stupid.
With you because blah, blah, blah. I mean, when we don't really argue, but when we disagree about stuff, it's silly stuff.
Uh-huh.
And it always ends up being like funny, haha joke stuff.
Can you think of the stupidest thing that you guys have ever fought about?
Oh,
like legitimately
gosh.
Dumb? Let me ask you about this real quick. What is this that I saw on your Facebook about the wall on your house or something?
This may be one of the dumbest things.
What was this argument about exactly?
Okay. So when we bought this house,
uh-huh.
It was completely unlivable.
Okay.
We got a great deal on it, but it needed, a ton of work before we could even move into it. So every year we do one really big project.
Okay.
This year we were supposed to do the kitchen.
Okay.
And instead the kids got a new bathroom, which I'm still a little bitter about, but whatever. So the other thing we're doing is a new roof. Yay. Infrastructure. And then he wants to do landscaping.
Okay.
And we've kind of gone back and forth on the landscaping thing because he wants all this like elaborate stuff. And I just want some pretty flowers.
Uh-huh.
He wants like bushes and
succulents,
kind of just all kinds of stuff. And so he's hired designers to come in and give us quotes and blah, blah, blah. So one side of our house is all brick.
Mm-hmm.
There are no windows on that side of the house at all.
Oh.
And when you're coming down the street, if you're looking at the side of the house, you see nothing but brick.
Okay.
And our brick is a terrible color. It's like a orange-red color.
Mm-hmm.
And last year, we painted the trim and the siding blue, which kind of offset the orange and toned it down a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still a really ugly orange. He swears that when you're driving down the street, that big orange side of the house just smacks you in the face and it's so ugly.
Okay.
And I have never noticed that. We have lived in this house for 5.5 years and at no point have I ever driven down the street and thought, the side of our house is really ugly.
I mean, what does he want to do about it exactly?
He wants to spend all this money putting all this shrubbery and stuff. The air conditioning units are also there.
Uh-huh.
He wants to spend all this money. He had this woman come and she gave us this quote for doing all this landscaping on the side of the house.
But why? If you're driving down the street and you see it's a two-story, right?
Yes.
How is that going to fix the ugly two-story side of the house?
He thinks it'll distract from the big ugly wall.
And that's just dumb.
Exactly. And my point is, no one is looking at the wall.
Well, yeah, they are.
No,
but
they're not.
But his solution to it is dumb.
No, but
I notice houses that don't have windows on the side, and I wonder what those people were thinking.
But what? I've never driven down our street and looked at the side of anyone's house.
I do.
Okay, I mean, crazy just like he is.
Honestly, I would rather, and I know this sounds dumb, I would rather paint windows. Mm-hmm. I mean, paint some kind of decoration on the brick than spend a bunch of money on landscaping that you can't see driving down the street. That makes no sense.
I mean, you can see it, but it's off to the side. So I literally asked probably 10 people.
Uh-huh.
I had friends who drove down the street and no one has ever looked at the side of the house.
Okay. See, now this makes me want to know what street you live on and drive by to see if I can pinpoint your house.
He made me come outside and walk up the street and then walk back towards the house. He's like, see, I said, I can honestly tell you, in the 5.5 years that we've lived here, I've never looked at the side of the house. I'm looking at the street to make sure there's not a kid running out in front of me.
Right.
Or a car coming around the corner.
But you still see those things. I still see those things, and I've never run over a child.
I've never looked at the side of our house. It has just never occurred to me. The front of the house, sure.
Mm-hmm.
But I've never looked at the side of the house.
So what conclusion have you come to?
We haven't.
You're still just going to have an ugly sided house,
yes,
with
flowers? I told him we could put like one of those little wooden gate kind of things around the air conditioning units if that's, uh-huh, his big concern. But we're not spending big money to put bushes and stuff on the side of the house. Put them in the front of the house where people can see them.
And air conditioning units are ugly. I mean, I don't think they're especially ugly.
Again, I don't think anybody's looking at them but him, but I'm offering up the little coverings as a compromise.
You could just put a couch outside or something, make the side of your house like dumping ground, so that's what people notice instead of your window free wall.
So ridiculous.
What is on that side of your house with no windows exactly?
Well, there's the chimney is on that side.
Okay.
And so there are bedrooms there.
Oh.
So we have windows in the front of the house and the back of the house, and then on
one side of
one side, but just that one side of the house doesn't have any windows.
See, I get creeped out by houses like that. I'm being completely honest with you, because I just assume that those, and I'm not one that likes a lot of natural light. It bothers me. If you walk into my apartment at any point, I'm going to have the windows shut. I have two sets of blackout curtains in my bedroom.
That's how Kelly is. It makes me nuts.
Well, I don't like the light. It's too bright.
When I wake up, the first thing I do is open windows.
Oh, my God. I could not live
with
you.
Pulling drapes and
I could not live with you. Like, even if I'm at somebody else's house and the light's bothering me, I will I'll close the drapes just enough,
uh-huh,
to bother me a little bit less and hopefully not offend them. I'm not ashamed. I don't like natural light.
I love it.
I mean, I love windows. They're pretty. And I enjoy looking outside when the sun's not beating down. But if it is, I don't really want it.
Give me all the light.
But I am still creeped out by people who don't have windows on one whole side of their house. Maybe you should get them installed.
No, I don't think anybody notices.
Maybe
no one is looking at that side of the house.
Maybe that's your solution, and it's going to be so expensive that he says, forget about it.
No, we're not
doing
that
either.
Just to
get windows installed. Well, he's not going to agree to do it.
We have huge windows on all of those rooms.
But my point is, acknowledge the fact that, yes, it needs windows, or it's an eyesore.
It's not.
And then propose that you get windows installed, but the estimate is going to be like $29,000, and he doesn't want to put all that into windows. So then he just drops it.
Or he can just put up the stupid gates around the air conditioning units and keep on moving.
I don't understand what we're arguing about right now.
This is the kind of these are the arguments I have with my husband.
Okay,
and they sound exactly like this.
Okay. Just get some windows installed, Deonte. Come on. On that weight-bearing side of your house with the chimney. Come on.
See you later, Radicator.
Guess what? I love you. I love you. I love you.
Goodbye.